If you happen to be in Boston on this September 11th, you could find a memorial at Boston's Logan Airport. It marks the place where the two hijacked planes took off before they brought down New York's Twin Towers in 2001. NPR's Tovia Smith paid a visit.
7 years after 9/11, Caroline Oganowski says she can finally think about her dad, American Airlines pilot John Oganowski, in terms of happy memories and not just his tragic death. She says it's fitting that the new Logan Memorial is set on nearly 3 acres of rolling green hills with scores of newly planted trees.
It's just not an inanimate object sitting there, but you can go see how it changes and comes back and is alive again every spring. And it's about growth and life.
At the center of the green space is a two-story glass cube. On top, hanging glass shards are meant to evoke a sense of a fractured sky. Inside, the names of all the passengers and crew are etched into huge glass plates. Architect Keith Mosco says the long winding path to the memorial represents the path toward healing.
When you enter within with the screening of the glass, it becomes an inward and upward looking place. So you put aside the outside, so it become more of a chapel, in a sense.
I remember the Captain Oganowski. I remember that name.
Airport security agent Patricia Itry came to pay tribute to the victims by herself, but ended up recalling the horror of the day with another TSA employee, Chris Wilson.
That was where it took place.
At gate 19, yes.
Send the shivers down your spine.
What happens when people come to this space? They start talking about 9/11. It's therapeutic, and that's part of what we hoped would happen.
John Krajovic is a manager with Massport, the agency that runs Logan Airport and paid for the $3.5 million memorial. Massport Executive Director Tom Kenton says it's meant not only for victims' families, but also for airport workers who were deeply scarred by the attack.
People were doing their jobs, and we got beat. We got beat as a society in many different levels. And so it was the airport community that said, we have to do a memorial.
But there are some relatives of 9/11 victims who see the airport memorial as misplaced.
For us, it's not a place of comfort or solace.
Carrie Lamack lost her mother, Judy LaRocque, on Flight 11.
When I think of my mom, I want to think about how she lived her life to its fullest, and I don't want to have to think about how her life was taken from her.
The daughter of the pilot, Caroline Oganowski, says she knows the feeling. But as she puts it, this memorial marks the last place my father touched this earth. And when he was here, she says, my dad was still having a good day. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.